likens the raid to the Steele dossier. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump linking the document that was key to the Russia investigation to the search of his Mar-a-Lago, Florida residence Monday, responding to
reporting in the Washington Post that the Justice Department was searching with that warrant for materials that are related to nuclear weapons. Trump himself just posted again on his social media website. He says, nuclear weapons issue is a hoax. Just like Russia was a hoax. Two impeachments were a hoax. The Mueller investigation was a hoax.
Fox's Peter Ducey, the former president, in a statement late last night called the raid on American and unnecessary and encouraged the judge who signed off on the search warrant to make it public the day after Attorney General Merrick Garland asked for it to be released.
All Americans are entitled to the even-handed application of the law, to due process of the law, and to the presumption of innocence.
We're learning more about the man who tried to enter an FBI office in Cincinnati, Ricky Schiffer Jr.
Officials say Schiffer may have been motivated by the recent raid at Mar-a-Lago. He took to his now-deleted Truth Social page, calling on his followers to use, quote, force and attack federal agents responsible.
Well, Fox's Griff Jenkins. Schiffer was shot and killed after a long chase when police say he lifted his gun in a standoff. There's a search for a killer this morning in Raleigh, North Carolina, hours after a sheriff's deputy was shot and killed. In Indiana, the Richmond police officer shot in the head at a traffic stop Wednesday night is showing slight signs of responsiveness, but Sierra Burton remains in extremely critical condition. A week after Anne Heche crashed her car in Los Angeles, she's not expected to recover.
A representative for actress Anne Heche says Friday's crash deprived her brain of oxygen, leading to cell death. Police say Heche was speeding and under the influence when she slammed her car into a home, setting it ablaze.
That's Fox's Jack Callahan. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's a new Fox News poll President Biden might like while he's on vacation in South Carolina. Well, at least one part of it. His approval rating ticked up 2 points to 42%, but he may not like this.
Voter dissatisfaction abounds as most see no sign of economic rebound. That's according to the very latest Fox News survey, with large majorities rating the economy negatively, including over half of Democrats, joining almost all Republicans and independents in being dissatisfied. A whopping 75% of Americans are not happy with the direction of the nation.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The House may pass the $739 billion bill today that Democrats say will reduce inflation, especially prescription drug costs for seniors, and help fight climate change. But no Republicans support it. GOP Congresswoman Elise Stefanik just told Fox,
it does nothing to reduce inflation. In fact, it's going to expand inflation. It should be called the Inflation Expansion Act.
More buses have just arrived in New York City from Texas, carrying migrants across the border illegally. In a surge, Republican Governor Greg Abbott blames on Biden border policies. Mayor Eric Adams is calling Abbott un-American, and migrants have also been sent to Washington.
D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine has announced that his office will spend up to $150,000 to aid migrants bused to Washington. Racine, a Democrat, plans to offer grants of up to $50,000 per nonprofit organization that can show their plans to help the migrants and get a count of how many they can help. Republican Governor Greg Abbott of Texas started sending buses of migrants votes to the district in April. And Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, also a Republican, started doing the same in May. The Washington Post reports that volunteer groups say they've been providing meals for migrants who were given nothing but granola bars on the bus trip, as well as shoes and medicine. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise. Dow futures are up 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.